All right. We are live. Moody, y'all let me know if it's too bright, or if I need to speak up, or if it's too close, or whatnot. That chair's really in the way. Let's see if we can get this going. Let's get some shout outs out there. So it looks like we got Moody watching. We got Courtney watching. What's up, homegirl? How's you and that doggy doing? Dave, brother Dave is on. What's happening, Dave? Gonna wait for a few more here. We got Mr. Sweet on. Sweet. Hope y'all doing good on a Saturday night. Ain't nothing like some ghost stories and whatnot on a Saturday night. Got cousin Chuck there. What's happening? And Patrick Sweet says, old Pops is here. Sorry if I got to lean up a little bit, but I'm going to make sure everybody can see what's going on here. Cousin Mark, what up? Alley Cat, what's going on, girl? Hope you're feeling better. Hope that MRI was good. David, what's happening, Flavor Dave? So I'm going to wait till a couple more people log on because I'm a couple minutes early. Go ahead and get you a drink, get ready, go to the bathroom, fix your popcorn, snuggle up tight to that honey bunny or those fur babies, and we'll get started here in just a minute. We're waiting on a couple others. I'm waiting to see if Lustrous Sir pops on, because I know a lot of people got the timer on at 8 o'clock. Dana says, hey. All right. So get your drinks, get your popcorn, get your scary stuff. Cindy, what's happening? Hope you and Tim are watching. Okay, so we got 13. That's a lucky 13. We got Melly Mel on. What's happening, Melly Mel? What time is it? It's time to get spooky. That's what time it is. All right, so here we go. So I'm coming to you live tonight. From Curtis Armstrong, what's happening, brother? So we are coming to you live from the Ailey Terror Plantation tonight. And I know we've done a live video here before, 2-3 weeks ago. But some things have kind of changed since our last video. A lot of y'all know about the D-Big box that I talked about that was here. So real quick, catching y'all up. What's happening, Brad? Pimpin. So real quick, we're talking about... we're at live at the Ailey Terror Plantation. So real quick, to catch some of y'all up to speed, I know we got some new followers, and want to say thank y'all very much for hanging out with us on a Saturday. So inside the Ailey Terror Plantation, real quick, there was a Dybbuk box that I came in possession of through a friend who wanted to get rid of it. So I kept it in my truck, and my truck jumped out of gear one time while it was in my truck the same day. So I brought it to the haunted plantation to put to the side so that we could do something with it later or sell it, you know, for a fundraiser or something. So that day that I brought it in, we had a guy in here. He was helping out. Was his first day. I had him organizing. He accidentally opened the Dybbuk box while I was going to go get pizza for everybody. He opened the box, and when he did, strange things started happening in here. Not only in here, but that day, he didn't believe in it. When I came in, it was out of the package. It was out of the packaging. It was opened, and I said, who opened this? And he happened to be standing there, and he said, I did. And I told him the whole story. He didn't believe it. He laughed at it. I said, well, come on outside. Let's get some pizza. So he came outside to get some pizza, and not even 5-10 minutes later, he got a message that ADT was calling that somebody had broken into his house. So he hauled butt home. His house was trashed. They destroyed it pretty much, stole a bunch of stuff. And to speed up the story, he went through a divorce a month or two after that. Some really bad stuff was happening at home, nightmares, all that kind of stuff. Really, really bad stuff. But not only that, something was happening inside here in the haunt. Don't know if it was associated. But the next weekend, kind of when I was telling everybody the stories, they said, well, where's the box? And I said, well, it's back over there, you know, where he was working. So we went back over there to check on the box, and the box is gone. We have searched here, I know, three or four times. And when I say searched, I mean searched. I know Alley Cat's watching, Melanie's watching, Lindsay, probably Masharon, everybody. They can tell you for a fact that we searched this building, I know, four times, high and low, looking for it, and we can't find it. There's been a lot of crazy things happen. We had somebody donate another item. Wasn't a haunted item. It was something that was supposed to be for all of us. And then that Saturday, we were having a cookout, and everybody that came into contact with that item got a little weird that day, if that makes sense. So we got rid of that item. We saged the location. We have sage in here now. We did some sage, I know, 2 weeks ago, but I think it accidentally stirred some things up. Brother Jimmy, I know you're probably watching, you and Lady Shannon. Yeah, we need somebody a little bit more Native American experience to help us, because whatever was in here that night was not good. Carolyn, what's happening? Brother Jason Hogan, Mike Hogan, I'm sorry. What's happening, bro? Melanie says, we moved everything in this building. Yes, we did. Alley Cat also verifies and says, we looked everywhere, no box. Yeah, it's nowhere to be found. So believe what you want. I mean, we can only tell you from our experiences what's been happening. It's just weird stuff in here, man. I will not come in here by myself. That's why I've got a couple people in here with me tonight, only because I was going to come in and do it, but I just couldn't muster up the courage to come up and do it. All y'all can say whatever you want. You know, it's not haunted. It is haunted. I'm telling you, unless you come in here by yourself and sit in here for 30 minutes to an hour, the things you hear will make you think otherwise. Now, seeing things, I don't think we really have seen it, but the presence and the felt, that the little brush on the back of the head, the pushing, the touching, stuff like that, I can tell you for a fact, and Melanie is here and she's also watching, that a couple weeks ago when we were in here doing our little investigation show, something I think attacked both of them, and it wasn't good. And if you talk about it a whole lot, it makes it worse. So I don't want to elaborate on it, but Melanie, if you're still online and you want to give a little yes or no, it was true, let me know, you know what I mean? That's all I can say. So I got a couple things tonight. So I've got the EMF, or the K2 meter, as it's called, in paranormal field. I'm sorry, lost for words. I'm trying to read the comments and everything and the private messages that keep coming up. But the EM2 meter, I wanna thank Brother Dave Armstrong and his lady, Cheryl, they got this for us. We're going to use this tonight. So in a few minutes, we're going to walk around. Now, EMF stands for electronic measure for whatnot. It's electronic magnetic. I'm sorry. Between this light and me trying to read is throwing me off. But it's supposed to detect any magnetic fields. If it goes into like the yellow, the orange, or the red, then it's supposed to be some sort of presence. Also, I've got our EVP recorder tonight with me to go into some of the areas and check this out. So we are definitely going to see if we can get any EVPs tonight. And you know, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. So we'll see what happens. We'll play it back live and you can hear for yourself. You can also see the EMF recorder as it's live and see if we catch anything. Before we go a little bit further, let me give a couple more shots out. You know, I don't see Illustrious Sir coming on yet. Buddy Grayson, let's see here though. Let's see. Melanie says, yes, we moved everything in the building. Oh, we already talked about it. I'm sorry. Cindy says she believes. Thank you. It's true. I promise you. Timaka says, is he safe to camp here? Yeah, that's outside. That's not inside this building. Outside is no problem, man. Y'all should be safe. I haven't heard anything or seen anything. So I see Brandy Thompson says, I want to go with you to the castle. Yeah, we're planning a trip. So anybody wants to go to the castle, which is off of Highway 17 off of Geechee Road, we will check that out. And the castle that she's talking about is the castle that was built back in World War I believe. They used to house ammunition and things like that. And it's out way deep in the woods, right off of 17. So we'll check that out together, see if we can get any readings or anything, and it'll just be fun to explore, right? Bobby Miller, what's happening? Tilda Gorilla, I said hello. Allie Cat says she wish she was here. Yeah, me too. So I got to get some shots out too. So shout out to Embroidery City, who made this hat. And he also made my shirt. I didn't wear the shirt tonight because it's a little warm in here and I didn't want to sweat it up. But I am wearing the Haunt t-shirt. And having said that, I want to say that Ailey Shrine, the Freemasons in Savannah and everything, they have nothing to do with this show. I mention them because I am a Shriner. I'm a Freemason. I've got the banner hung up behind us for some free advertising for them. That's about it. So any funds that we raise or whatnot will be distributed, if not to the equipment, to these organizations, and so on and so forth. So shout outs to those guys. Shout out to Brother Tim and Cindy. I understand the green screen that we they purchased for us will be here sometime tomorrow. And then the illustrious buddy Grayson donated the ghost box. I wish we had it tonight, but we don't. But we're going to plan another investigation, me and illustrious sir together, and walk around with the ghost box and see if we can get any anybody to talk with us in here. So real quick here, see David Gorilla says, who you going to call? He ain't afraid of no ghosts. Okay, La Bamba. I see Sean Cochran, what's happening? You and Lady Amy, what's happening? What's happening? Sean Cochran says, evening, ghouls, gals. Yes, yes, yes. What's up, Scare Master and Moody? Moody, give him a Sasquatch yell. That's right. Always got to have that. Always got to have that. So, can y'all see those? Y'all can't see those private messages coming up, can you? Because they're asking the same questions that I'm asking here. So, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. So, that was Moody giving the Sasquatch yell. Again, Embroidery City is making these hats. There will be a link posted in the next few days. It'll take you to Embroidery City. You can order hats, t-shirts, all that good stuff. Or you can have your own personal items made. So give them a shout out. Big sponsors of ours. Anybody that would like to sponsor anything, that would like to give away anything on the show, hey, I'd love to hear from you. And we'll give it away. We'll give you guys shots out the whole time. We're also giving away this book tonight, which is called, I'm sorry, The Light's a Little Bright. So the book is called Savannah Specter and Other Strange Tales. Can y'all see it okay without the glare on the whatnot? So it's Savannah Specter and Other Strange Tales, written by Margaret DeBolt. It is autographed. It will be given away tonight. Now, tonight is only an hour show because we want to keep you guys entertained and we want to keep you guys coming back. So, again, this book will be given away tonight. Thank you. We'll also be giving away a hat, courtesy of Embroidery City. I believe he said two hats. So, Brother Robert Medrano said we're giving away two hats. And I believe one of them is a white cap, and the other one is a camouflage cap. And how we will do that tonight, I'll come up with something as we walk around. I'm going to get a sip of water here, and then we'll start kind of walking around and see what we can get tonight with the EMF or the EVP recorder, if that sounds cool. But before we do that, if you have any questions at all, ask them now, and I'll answer them before we get started walking around. Now, I will tell you that when we start walking around in the building, it's going to be dark, very, very dark, until I get a infrared light on my camera or something like that. You're not going to be able to see, probably. I don't know. I don't know how to do that unless we are recording off of our video cameras and then we play back and then you watch it at a later time. But going live and going live at night, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to do that so that you guys can see what we see. And it's dark. It's dark in here, man. It's really dark. It's really dark in these rooms and you can't see anything in front of you. So with the EVP meter and the EMF meter I'm in and the EVP, so get ready. We got any questions coming up here? Let's see if we got any questions. All right, we're going to count down 5 seconds. We don't have any questions. We're going to get started. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So here we go. So I'm gonna stand up. I'll grab my camera. You might see some movement or something. And we're going to get started, and just kind of bear with us. If I don't see your comments, I'll try to answer them as we are going back. Everything is black now, or Moody, everything black?
No.
Oh, in the rooms. Okay, I got you. So yeah, everything's going to be probably pitch dark black. So y'all ready to do this? Whoever is going, you're going? So I got Brother Lindsay here with me. He is he's going to be my protector. So here we go. I'm going to grab the camera. We're going to have some fun. I'll leave this light on for now.
You want me to turn my camera light on?
No. Well, if you're leading the way, you can, I guess. But, you know, we'll see what happens. All right. So already you can see how dark it's getting. Let me turn the camera around in just a second. That's a fan right there. So that noise that y'all hear is, like I say, it's really warm in here. So I got a fan on, so it's a little loud. I'm going to cut the EMF meter on. As you can see right now, it's green. Ooh. Okay. It's green. If it hits the, ooh, something weird right here. All right, we're gonna start walking around and let's see what we got. So let me, how do you cut the camera around? Nope, I think that made it brighter. Here we go. Oh, and the light came on. All right, so we're gonna walk around inside the haunt here. The light is on. I'd like to cut the light off if we can. Here we go. So now you guys can see what we see. So here's the EMF meter. Hey, Lindsay, you wanna get in front of me, man, so I don't walk in front of, oh, look at that. So we're getting some activity right around here, and this is right around where we keep the sage, and we're getting close to where the Dybbuk box was actually, yeah. This is about where last time we had to cut it quits, remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really dark in here, man. I can't see in front of me, which is okay, but. So ask your questions while you do. We're getting around, we're about 15 feet from where the actual Dybbuk box was opened. Yeah, it shouldn't be spiking that high, but for some reason it is. And we're coming right up on about where, yeah, where it was. And it's spiking real high. This is exactly where he opened it off this little table right out here. And I know y'all can't see, but as you can see, and you know what I'm gonna do. So while we are here, and this is right around the area where he opened it, I'm going to see if we can get an EVP out of it at this time. So I'm gonna cut this off. I'll cut it off. And if anybody is still watching, and just give me a minute here, guys. We are, you know, new to a lot of this. I'm gonna try to cut this on and record. Let's see, I need some light with that. All right, it says, please wait. So yeah, we are pretty much either a couple feet or if not a foot or two from where he opened the Dybbuk box. As you saw, everything that happened. Hold on, I think right now it's trying to give me some light there. There you go, I'm gonna stop that. All right, here we go. So I'm going to ask two or three questions and then I'll play it back and we can hear it live for everybody. Okay, so here we go. Is there anyone here that would like to make their presence felt? If you are here, do you have a name? Are you associated with the debug box that was opened? Can you tell us your name? All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to stop it and... Okay, so now it's saved. What I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna go back and sit so I can play this back because it's kind of hard to see it being so dark. Moody, give him a Sasquatch yell. Woo! All right, guys. Thanks for bearing with me. It's really, really, really dark in there. All right, let me turn this thing around. Okay, so I've turned it around. We're gonna get this thing hit up here and then we're gonna play back. And then what we'll do is we'll walk on the outside. Melanie and them said that not only in that area, but on the back corner. So it'll take a few minutes. That's Lindsay's hand. He's helping me. I appreciate it, Brother Lindsay. Uh-oh. Lindsay having a hard time there. Okay. Thank you, brother. Thank you. So I'm going to play this EVP back here in just a second.
I have a question.
All right, Brother Lindsay has a question. Okay, what you got?
We just had that EM meter.
Come sit next to me, man, so they can hear you if you don't mind.
We had that EM meter part of the way through the piano room and over to the location of the divot box where it was open. We had a spike in the red. Correct. Would you please turn that meter on for me in front of the camera and let me know, show them what the color is?
Sure will. I'll cut it on right now. So right now it's off. You don't see it? I'll cut it on.
You notice it's green. It's not something that we can, it is on a green dot. The green light is lit up. It is not spiking other than in that area.
And there's nothing in there, guys. There's nothing in there but some old books. That's the library room. This is right outside where we sit and plan. And when we're taking breaks and things, this is exactly where that other haunted object was. About 4 feet, would you say, from there? It's also where we have the sage hung, just in case. So yeah, we've had some bad experiences right around that area, not only with the Dibby box, but also with the one haunted object that the person had brought in, which we got rid of immediately and then saged the whole place. So it's pretty crazy. But Lindsay, like you were saying, when you walked through there, you saw it was green the whole way. And once we came up on the area, I knew that was going to happen. You get a feeling because you get a, so you got a calm feeling, like right now I'm pretty calm, but when you get there, my heart starts to beat a little faster, like in anxiety, he's right. So I don't know what it is, but then like once we came out of there and came around the corner and started coming over here, I didn't feel that anymore. I didn't feel that pressure. I didn't feel like somebody was hovering over me, if that makes sense. So let's play back this EVP while we've got it. Again, I just brand new, so I'm a little new at getting it to work. You guys are the first to hear us do this, so let's see what we got.
In the DB box, as you saw everything that happened, I think right now it's trying to... If there anyone here that would like to make their presence felt, If you are here, do you have a name? Are you associated with the gibbet box that was opened? Can you tell us your name?
So it looks like we struck out there. So we didn't get any EVPs that round. So, I mean, that happens, you know. So our next spot that we're going to hit is the one where Miss Sharon and Melanie felt threatened and actually put their hands or something on them. Melanie, you don't have to get on camera, but if you want to stand right here and talk about what happened, you don't have to, or if you just want to comment, you know, what happened. So, again, let me scroll up a little bit and read any comments we got. Hold on 1 second. So I'm gonna scroll up because I didn't get to read everything. So let's see. Tim Hawkins says the IRR mode, night mode. Now, Tim, are you talking about, is that on the phone? Can you do the IRR mode on the night phone? If so, I'll play around with it tonight, but I won't do it live because I don't want to waste everybody's time. Let's see, Dana's ass. Ask if anything is there. I did. Yeah, I didn't get anything off the EVP. Ask questions and say anything here. I did. Yeah, nothing. Mark says, nice. Thanks, Brother Scott. Thank you for watching. Mike Hogan saying, hey, what's happening? Ask if the debit box is there. That's a good question. I'll ask that whenever we get around the corner. Where is the debit box? We don't know. It's been missing for like 3 years now. Maybe four going on. That's what your name is. I did. Let's see. Richard, how's it going, man? Hope knee surgery went well. Dana says you need to ask the thing if they know your name. Good idea. I'll do that. Sissy asks if it wants you to do anything. Oh, good question. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm sorry. I'm just reading a few of these before we start walking back towards the back. Everybody's asking, where's the debris box? I don't know. It's gone. Maybe too quick of a trip. Yeah. You know, we did it for like a minute because we are going live. We don't want to bore you guys. So we're trying to see if we can get anything. What we're going to do after we go live is hang out for a few more minutes. And then I'll just set the EVP recorder back there. And what I'll do is I'll say, hey, if you have anything that you want to say, you know, say it. And then I will go and get it in like 5 minutes, and then I'll listen to it. And then if I get anything, I'll go live later tonight and say, hey guys, check this out. And all y'all can listen for yourself and you can see what you and hear what you heard or what we heard. Let's see. Tiffany says missing. It's not here. No one knows. Yeah, nobody knows. Perhaps the longer does that really matter? I don't know. Patrick Sweet, what's the purpose of Sage? All right. So Melanie, you wanna answer the purpose of Sage? Brandy did. Brandy answered the question of Sage. But yeah, but you're here, and I was going to kind of, if you can, you know, since
basically
we're going.
Basically, it's to get rid of negative energy.
Great.
Cleanse the area and protect everything.
Yeah, so the purpose of Sage is pretty much, in a nutshell, to get rid of anything evil or negative?
Negative energy.
Yeah, so I want to make sure we get this in the background, so I'm moving it. So yeah, we want to make sure we get rid of any negative energy that's in here. We don't want it bothering anybody. Of course, we have a lot of people that come in and go through the haunt and we have a good time, we have fun. But while we're in here working and setting up, there's some weird stuff that happens. And that's stuff we kind of keep to ourselves, a lot of the people that help set up and work. I don't know, because unless you experience it for yourself, it's hard to get people to believe you. If that makes sense. That's why we're here doing it live tonight. See, Melanie says she's about knocked Miss Sharon on her behind and hung on her shoulders. Yes, so what Melanie is talking about is when they went and burned the sage last time, something didn't like it. So it bothered them pretty bad. And I think it may have followed Melanie home because it was with her all night long, and it was a bad thing. Linda, what's happening? Glad you are watching. I see Allie Carroll. Yeah, I don't know. Brandy says, Sage cleans the air and pushes negative energy away and also protects the building. Yes. Invite the spirit to come and speak to you. Okay. Natalie says, tell the spirit that you are here on friendly terms. Okay, I will. As soon as Lindsay comes back, I think he went to the restroom real quick because I ain't going in there by myself. So as soon as Lindsay comes back, we will do that. Now, in the meantime, let's give away something. So I've got one white hat, and I have one camouflage hat like this with the embroidery on it and everything that we're going to be giving away. So let's give them away right now. What time is it? Am I talking to myself? Nobody know what time it is? 8:28. All right. Let's see. Brandy says, I'll go alone and can I do it? Yeah, come on. Yeah, if you're brave enough, I don't think you're going to like what's in here, but okie doke. So it's 8:30, so we're going to give away one hat. Now, also, when you win one of these hats, it's also going to be shipped to you free, of course, courtesy of Embroidery City. So courtesy of Embroidery City, we're giving away two of these hats. One is going to be a white cap. One is going to be camouflage. So we'll give away the white cap first. Allie Carroll says 8:29. Thank you. All right, so the white cap. And this is going to be given away to the first person that responds to this question. So, I got a couple good questions, but let's see. All right, so here's what I'll do. So for this hat, it's going to be really, really easy to win, okay? The next hat in the book, what we're going to do is anybody that wants to win the camouflage hat or the book, all you have to do is say, spooktacular in the comments. So if you say spooktacular in the comments, and whenever we go to give away the camouflage hat and this book, I know to count you in, and everybody will get a number. You'll be, you know, or your name, I'm sorry. So your name will go in the hat. But all you have to say right now, type in spooktacular. Is it over? No, Shannon, ain't over. It ain't never over. Are you crazy? Type in spooktacular if you want to win a camouflage hat or this book, Savannah Spectre and Other Strange Tales, autographed by Margaret DeBolt. The hats are courtesy of Embroidery City. So while you guys are doing that, and I'll scroll back and see everybody that has wanted to enter to win the hat and the book, because we had some contest that we did and people were like, oh man, just give it away to somebody. So what we want to do is we want to give this stuff away to people that really want it, okay? So going forward, we said we're going to give away a white hat, and that's what we're going to do. So what I'm going to do is the first three people that get this question right, I'm going to ask a second question. And then the first person that gets that answer right wins the white hat. That way it's fair for everybody, okay? You can only win one hat, but if you win a hat, you will be eligible to win the book. All right, first easy question. What device did we use to light up, to see if there was any ghosts here? Not the question we asked, but what device went off and showed red when we were walking through a few minutes ago? First three people that answer the question correctly will be entered for the white ball cap with another easy question. I don't see any responses yet. I see a lot of spooktaculars. EMF detector. Brandy is entered. Tim is entered. And Allie is entered. Okay, so this is between Brandy, Tim, and Allie. The first person that types in the response wins the white ball cap All you got to do, I'll send you a personal message. You send me your mailing address, and we will ship it out to you free of charge. So here we go. Second easy question between Brandy, Tim, and Allie. What's the name of the device that we use to ask questions to the spirit a few minutes ago? First one of y'all three to answer it correctly wins the... The question is, what is the device that we use to ask questions and play back for you? This is between Brandy, Tim, and Allie. First one to answer the correct answer wins the free ball cap. ETF. Nope. Brandy, that's not right. That's not what we played back. That wasn't the questions that we asked. The EMF. REM pod. We don't have a REM pod. I wish we did have a REM pod. We do have a ghost box coming. EVP, Allie. Allie Cat is right. So Allie Cat got the EMF meter. And then she got the second question right between y'all three with the EVP recorder. So, I don't know where Lindsay went, but, Okay, so I got somebody else that's going to go with me. So, let's go back in the back of that corner there and see if we can get the EMF reader. Sorry, the thing is sticking. Sorry about that. I had somebody helping me and it hopped off. So I've got the EMF recorder and I've got the EVP recorder, and we're going to go in the back area back there and see if we can catch anything. So get ready. Here we go. Move. Let's cut on the, this is right about, we're coming up on the spot where the Dybbuk box was opened again. I'm walking slow because I can't see in front of me. That thing is spiking pretty good. I'm going to walk around the area, though, where that thing was opened. And it is so dark in here. So when I get back there, kind of coming up on the spot where Ms. Sharon and them said they gave her a lot of problems. Okay. There's another spot too that was, everybody hang in there. If it seems boring, I apologize, but you can't always get everything you want during one of these investigations. Oh Lordy, here we go. Something was here and then it took off. You saw that? So I didn't have the EMF recorder in front of me, and I apologize, but whenever we were walking, oh man, something is, you see that up on the roof? See how black that is?
That's branches.
Huh?
That's branches.
And then, so we were coming up on something, and when we did, the EMF recorder went off like crazy. And then as we started kind of coming up on it, it disappeared. All right, let me, yeah, it's doing it again. Hold on. So, oh man, we really want to keep going. Shit, what is that in front of me? Do you hear that? All right, so I'm not going to tell you what room we are at because this is a new little area that we're going to be working on once the ban is lifted for us to start working. But it's pretty spooky back here. And yeah, it's starting to spike pretty good. So don't breathe in my face. So and then it goes. All right, so what I'm gonna do, I cut the EMF meter off. I'm gonna pull out the recorder. And then what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna set it down back here. I'm gonna ask a few questions. I'm just gonna let it say, tell it, hey, you know, we're going to drop this off. If you got anything you want to say, we'll come back in like 2 or 3 minutes. We'll grab it. We'll come back and play it back live. So that way we're not just sitting here asking a bunch of questions and people are getting bored or whatever. So I think right here is a really good place. Thank y'all for hanging out with us here. So I'm going to get started with the EVP recorder. Okay, so this is a new EVP session. If somebody will quit coughing, we'll ask a few questions and we'll get started. So first off, yeah, we're going to go ahead and say to any spirits here, we don't wish you guys any harm. We just want to come out, work, and have fun and make some money for the shrine. So with that being said, we're going to leave this EVP What was that?
This is notifications that he has on his phone.
Okay, so we're going to start that again. That's kind of what happens whenever, I guess, people don't silence their phone when we're doing something. So here we go. Again, if there's anyone here that would like to talk, I'm going to leave this device here. You can talk to it. We'll come back in 3 or 4 minutes. And then we'll play it back, and if you have anything you'd like to say, we'd really like to know your name, but we really want to let you guys know that we don't wish you any harm. With that being said, we're going to walk away. All right, everybody, so I've turned the camera around. I've left the EVP recorder in the back area. I'm walking towards the front, and in 3 or 4 minutes, we'll go back and get it and play it back and see if we got anything. If we did, cool. If we didn't, hey, you know, you don't always get something during an investigation, right? So that's what makes it fun. Any questions you guys have, go ahead and ask them now. We want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We do have another hat to give away from Embroidery City and a book, Savannah Spectre and Other Strange Tales. All right, here we go. All right. So let me hook this back up. Matter of fact, I'll just hold it for right now so that we don't have all those problems. If it's shaky, I apologize. All right, so let me scroll back and see if we have any questions. I'm gonna take this hat off. It's a little warm in here. All right, let's see here. I'm gonna read back some questions. Again, I'm sorry, it's hot in here, y'all. REM pod. Again, no, we're trying to get one. Pop Smurf, what's going on? Brandy says, crap, she was wrong. Yeah, I'm sorry, but hey, don't worry. We're going to give away another hat, so hang in there. Spooktacular camp hat. Okay. What's the question? I don't know. Brenda says, I'll hook you up with REM pod app. With a REM pod app. No, I don't know. We want the actual device, if that makes sense. The app is fine, but you can't use the app while you're going live or if you're doing a Zoom meeting. So the REM pod is what we're looking at, getting the little device that you sit in the middle of the room and it lights up whenever you're getting a response and things like that. So that would be cool. But Brenda, if you'd like to hook us up, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Dana says, is the spirit that made it hope off? I don't know. Oh no, you cut off. Someone doesn't want you there. David says, he hasn't said yet, but say spooktacular so he knows you want to play. Pat Senior says, boy, you are breathing heavy. That's because it's spooky in here. You come in here and do it. Brandy says, this is fun. No worries. Thanks, Brandy. I'm glad you're having fun. All right. Melanie Phillips is playing with you. Yeah, I think so. Trevor says, how you doing, Scare Man? I'm doing great. I hope you're doing well. Let's see, scrolling up a little bit. I'm killing time here so that we can give that in the back there, the EVP recorder that we left time to catch anything. So when we play it back, of course, I'll just keep it here. We'll listen in. If we hear anything, I can play it back multiple times. That's the cool part about having the EVP recorder. If we don't catch anything, we don't catch anything. But we had fun, right, on a Saturday night. It beats, you know, I guess, doing anything outside and getting the Rona, right? Let's see. Melanie says they're having fun. Yeah, good. It's red all the way. Cindy says, hey, chick, to Brenda. Brenda says, hey, chick. What was that noise? I don't know. It's crazy back there. Gloria Reed is watching. Dana says, ha ha, what the hell? I don't know. This is Flags Dave. I think you meant Flavor Dave. Okay. Good book. Yeah, this is a good book. I bring you my ghost light. Sounds good, Brenda. I appreciate it. So we're going to talk just a couple minutes here while we're letting the EVP recorder. And trust me, it can't hear us. It is way in the back over in the back corner. So we've got some good stuff that we're going to be doing. We got a really cool investigation, not really investigation, but we'll be going live and kind of doing what we're doing. And then anything that we may catch that you guys don't see or hear on the live video, we've got our other cameras that we will definitely catch and play back and then put it all together and play back. So for y'all that are new here, if you want to play, we're going to give away a ball cap like this, courtesy of Embroidery City. It's a camouflage hat. We've already given away one white cap in just a few minutes. And then before we leave tonight, we'll be giving away this book, Savannah Spectre and Other Strange Tales. And don't worry, if you don't win one, I've ordered a few more books and we'll give them away like every week until they're gone. So let's see here. Melanie says, spooktacular, Scare Master. Thank you. So let's talk a little bit about what in the world was going on in the back. I don't know if y'all heard whatever was going on but somebody's phone was going off. Yeah, and we're supposed to be silencing phones and stuff when we're doing this. But hey, we're new, right? We're amateurs, and we're doing this for fun. We're not serious. And again, we are not professional haunt investigators. We're not history majors or anything like that. So, yeah. And if you're here to debunk stuff, you're on the wrong page. Yeah, we will tell you first if something's not right. But just to debunk stuff, to debunk whatever, I mean, I don't know, man. That's not my cup of tea. I don't like Debbie Downers, if that makes sense. So, I tell you what, though, let's see if I can go get somebody to go back there and get the EVP recorder. Okay, I got a couple volunteers. They're going to go get the EVP recorder, and I'm going to talk to you guys while they are out doing it. So, what we're going to do while they're gone to get that. I see Natalie Sire says, the sound creeped me out for just a minute. Yeah, you talking about that sound? It sounded like a phone muffled or something like that? Yeah, that was creepy, wasn't it? Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but I don't know. It was funny. Sorry, I'm squinting. This light is really bright. If y'all want to see this light. So that's what's shining in my face. So I know some of y'all was like, man, you've been drinking, blah, blah, blah. No, not tonight. I wish. The light's just really bright. I want to give some shots out to some haunts out there that are probably watching. I know Haunted Moose Lodge, the Haunted Forest is watching. Thanks for watching, guys. Shout out there to Wicked South Productions, who streams our videos on their page, too. Thanks a lot, guys. You guys are rocking it up and rinking. Check out their haunted corn maze up there this year. It's going to be awesome. It was awesome last year. It's going to be awesome this year. I am working with some other haunt people, paranormal type investigators and stuff. See if we can get everybody in one room there and just do a round robin on stuff. We're working on the Zoom and all that stuff so that everybody can have some fun. So she's coming back with the EVP recorder. I am going to play it back once she gets here, and let's see what we have heard. Sounds good? Okay. Did you cut it off?
And it's not safe.
Huh?
It's safe.
Okay. I didn't know. All right, so I'm pushing play. So I got it kind of close to my ear. This is right about the time we walked away. And if I hear anything, I will. So you can still hear me kind of talking, walking away right now. The little beeping that you hear, that's the smoke detectors saying, hey, we need to change the battery. That's all that is. So that's nothing. So right now we're hearing a lot of dead noise. So I can hear it. I'm gonna place it right here. As I'm waiting to hear anything. Again, sorry if this is boring. I wanted to do a few of them live so that you guys can hear and see what we're doing. But I think if we caught anything, it would be loud enough to where I really don't have to hold it as close up to my ear. But if something does come in and says something, then I can play it back and we can all hear it together live. All right, so while we're waiting, is there any questions anybody has while we're here? We're only going to be here like another 10 minutes, and then we're out of here for the night. So we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. It was a lot of fun. Get ready for some good horror movies tonight. If you haven't seen the horror movie Crawl, I talked about that, I know, a couple episodes ago. Check out Crawl if you like alligators. It's a really, really good alligator movie. So I'm not hearing anything. I think there's only about, how long? It's 8 minutes long? Is it really that long? So we'll give it a couple more minutes. I'm not gonna sit here for 8 minutes trying to hear anything, but I'll play it back on the way home. And if I hear anything, I'll go live and share it with you guys. And if not, then I'll give an update on the page saying, hey guys, we didn't catch anything, which is okay, right? Because we're all learning, and it's fun on a Saturday night getting scared. So Claire's watching. What's happening, Claire? I hope you're doing great. Congratulations, class of 2020 there. So I'm not getting anything. So let's go ahead and give away this other hat. So we're going to give away the other hat, and what we're going to do is the first five people that answers this correctly will be entered for round two of the ball cap. So, first question. Really easy. Where are we investigating tonight? First five people to give the correct response will be entered for the free ball cap. This is a camouflage ball cap that looks like this with the little logo on it. So where are we investigating tonight? First five people to respond get entered for round two. Ailey Terra Plantation, David Goudelet, Dana Welsh, Dave Armstrong, Sean Cochran, one more, Linda Hood. Okay, so we got all five. So here's the final question to win the camouflage ball cap. So, to win the camouflage ball cap, the five people that just answered correctly that were mentioned, the first person that answers this correctly wins. What movie did I just mention that everybody should watch tonight? What's the name of the movie I mentioned everybody should watch tonight? I said it just a few minutes ago. So a lot of these are really Crawl. David Goudelet wins the cap. Good job, brother Dave. Now I'm going to go ahead and stop this EVP recorder. It's got about two more minutes on it. I'm going to go ahead and stop it. I'll listen to it on the way home and see if we got anything. Congratulations to our two winners so far for ball caps. If you didn't win a ball cap, you can always order one at Embroidery City. I will be posting a link. You can order one. We'll also be giving away a ball cap like every Saturday or something too, and some other goodies. So the next thing we're going to give away is this book, Savannah Specter and Other Strange Tales. Now, if you are a business and you want to give something away and help promote your business, hey, let me know. We'll be glad to give it away. Come up with a question that we can do. We're going to come up with something better than asking questions. What we're probably going to do is come up with a number system, so that everybody that is online will assign you a number. Say, for instance, like Dana Welsh, you'll be number one. Sean Cochran, you'll be number two. And then we'll throw all those numbers in a hat, and then we'll draw, and boom, that person wins to make it more easier, so, or a little bit easier to win. So as I'm thinking up a question here to win Savannah Specter's and Other Strange Tales by Margaret DeBolt. It is an autographed copy. Ask your questions. What are some of the places, if we were going to go investigate here around Savannah, maybe as far as Statesboro, that you would like to go with us? Are you interested in taking a day trip? Are you interested in doing a night investigation? Hit me up here, because I watch this stuff and I play back and I take notes, and then I hit people up that say they want to do this and they want to do that. So it's all coming. Also, stay tuned to our special campfire night, where we'll sit around a campfire and tell ghost stories. We'll roast s'mores and just have a fun night of ghost stories. Maybe we'll watch a scary movie or something. Sounds cool. Moody, let's give him a Sasquatch yell. If y'all think that sounds like Sasquatch, give me a thumbs up. So, Brenda Brick Lovin, I know you in, girl. I know you about some ghosts. That's my nun. She loves scaring people out here. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Brenda. You were a big help last year. So were a bunch of you other guys that are watching. Claire, all you guys, you know, we got Alley Cat. We got everybody there. Cindy makes a great witch. She does a great witch castle, which is awesome. Sean Cochran says, Scott is right, building if we can. The hospital off the Truman Parkway, he believes. Yeah. So what he is talking about, Sean is talking about, is so right off the Truman, I've talked about it several times, there's an area over there that supposedly has a old hospital that has been abandoned for 40 years, 50 years, something, I don't know, 30, 40 years or something. But it's way out there. It's near the marsh. It's where a lot of the homeless people camp out. So we need to check that stuff out during the day first. You still get some spooky stuff during the day. And I don't know about doing that one at night. I might be, them homeless people might try to, get us or something. So let's look here. Lindsay says, I'm in for whatever you need. I appreciate that, brother. See, Sean Cochran says, we still have to do Tybee Lighthouse as well. Yes. So what they're talking about with the Tybee Lighthouse, for some of y'all that are new watching tonight, again, thank y'all for tuning in. So the Tybee Lighthouse, the stories that I've been told, is that there is a little 5 to 6 year old girl, I believe, at the top of the lighthouse at Tybee that wants to hold your hand. And a lot of times she tries to hold little kids' hands. She tries to hold adults' hands and things. Supposedly is about a little girl. Now, before I give away the book, and pay attention, because a lot of the times the stuff I give away is about what I'm talking about. So if you're paying attention, then it's easy for you to read. So one of the things I want to talk about tonight, some of y'all may not know this, some of you probably know about this, is that out at Savannah Airport, I don't believe it's haunted, but something really creepy out there is on the runway are two graves. They're on the end of the runway, on the corner, I believe. So where the runway is, the pilots and stuff say when they are flying and it's like the sun is going down or whatnot, you can see them. You can see the man and the lady that's buried out there. Supposedly, the story goes that there used to be an old farm. Let's see, they died back in the 1870s. 1880s maybe. So the farmer and his wife, they died back in the 1870s, 1880s. And there was a lot of slaves buried out there with them. So there was over 100 graves out there where the Savannah Airport is now. And then in World War II, they decided that they needed the land to land airplanes and stuff. So back in World War II, a lot of times, people don't know this, they used to land airplanes out there in the farmer's field, which is now the Savannah International Airport, and also in Daffin Park. Daffin Park used to be huge, and they didn't have all those trees and everything, and the planes would land all out there. Well, going back to Savannah International Airport, and I'm going to try to put this on here because my hand's starting to hurt. So, sorry about that, y'all. All right, let it go. Here we go. All right, so that's a little better. So back to the Savannah International Airport. The families made a deal with the government and said, okay, you can have this property, you can land your planes and everything, but you got to move the people that are buried out here, our family, including the slaves and everything, because they were all family or something. Anyway, so they moved everybody, but they said the only two that you can't move is the man and the lady that ran the farm and started the farm and everything. I can't remember their names, I'm sorry. So they said, okay, so what they did was they made the runway, and then they put the two, like, tombstones, if you will. Like, they're flat, and they're on the actual runway. One of them says gone, and the other one says about to be gone, or something like that. I'll post it on my page when we finish this so that you guys can see I'm not making this up. But there are pilots that say that they see the couple on the runway, and supposedly it's not on the runway when they're landing or where they're taking off, but it's where they're taxiing. So where they're coming to start to take off and stuff, that's where it is. It's way over there. They said that sometimes, like when they're a little down, they'll switch to another radio frequency and they'll kind of ride by, and they'll kind of come over the, and I'm holding my hand like this, like as a CB, and they'll come over and let the passengers know, hey, you know, if you look to your left, you'll see, you know, whoever's buried there and stuff. So it's pretty creepy, right? But there was also an investigation done about 20 years ago or so, I think, and they said that those bodies are not there now. So who knows if they are or if they aren't, but I will tell you that those tombstones are there. The other creepy thing, similar to that, is down here in White Bluff recently was in the news the past year or two, is that there was this contractor, they were trying to build a new subdivision, and there was all these bodies from like 1700s and 1800s buried out there. And they had to stop production out there because they were like, what are we going to do with all these graves? And nobody knew. It was, you know, out in the woods and stuff again. So who knows? Poltergeist stuff, man. You know, it's creepy stuff. I know I've talked about out on Grove Point Road, you know, out in those woods, and those people telling me that their house is haunted in Grove Point because those tombstones, you know, they just moved the tombstones. They didn't move the bodies. I know for a fact because I was out there and they didn't move those bodies. So there's a lot of creepy stuff going on out there. Maybe on the way home, I'll ride by and just see if I can get a video of it to get you a feeling of what I'm doing. This is Saturday night. So let's see what else we got here. We're going to scroll up before we give away this book. Aren't y'all excited about giving away this book? So those of y'all that have not said spooktacularly yet, type in the word spooktacular so that I know that you want to be entered to win this book. And it's only going to be one question. One question to win this book. And the first person that gets it right will win the book. Okay, so here we go. Let's see, we still got to do Tybee. Yeah. Allie says, she made a very good nun. Yes, she did. Cemetery there, too. Cemetery, okay. See, Lindsay is watching Midway Cemetery. Cindy, you'll have to tell me a little bit more about what you're talking about. Inbox me or something about the Midway Cemetery. So, Mark Water says, I'm down for any. Like to check out the Ghost Road location at night. Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. So, the Ghost Road location, I want to do both. I want to do Ghost Road, which is off of Robertson Road, I was told, in Brooklyn. So Brooklyn is not too far from Statesboro. So yes, we need to check out Ghost Road. Ghost Road, supposedly, if you go down the road, it's a gravel road. There's a cemetery right around the area there. The cemetery supposedly is not haunted, but it just makes it more creepy, right? So when you go down the road and you stop, supposedly you will see a light come up to you like it's a lantern or something. You'll also supposedly see a man in the ditch that he's like digging or something, and when you try to come up on it, it disappears. I did contact this one person that hit me up. He said he has a video of the light, so I want to check that out, and with his permission I'll post it and you tell me what you think. So if we can do Ghost Road, I also want to do another haunted location in Statesboro and just, you know, make a trifecta out of it, because there's like three, four places out there. One of them's called Harrell Road or the Harville Harrell House or the Harrell House, something like that. So that's another house I want to check out that say that is pretty haunted in Statesboro. But the most haunted location in Statesboro, I'm being told, is on Packenhouse Road. Packenhouse Road is what used to be an old packing house, an old meat processing plant. And during the Great Depression is whenever there was like 20-something people got killed or murdered or whatever you want to say at the meat packing plant. And what happened is the gentleman that owned it, this was in the 1920s during the Great Depression, 1920s, 1930s, I guess. He, pretty sad. He chained the doors, the exit doors, and then he set the building on fire. And he walked outside and then committed suicide. He shot himself in the head. So, yeah, pretty creepy, right? He, you know, one thing, if you want to kill yourself because your business is going under during the Great Depression or whatever was happening, but to kill those 20-something innocent people, yeah, it's not cool. So supposedly on Packinghouse Road is an old abandoned warehouse out there that was a meat packaging plant. Chained the doors and set it on fire. The people died inside. And they say that you see a lot of shadows inside. You see them kind of running to the exit doors and things. And then they also say you can see a woman on the third floor, like looking really sad, looking out the windows. They also say you could see shadows and people looking out the windows when the sun starts to go down. And you can sit out in your car and see this stuff. So that's something else we can check out. So we can check out Packinghouse Road, and then we can check out Ghost Road. So y'all feel brave. And again, so you got one chance to do this with me, man. You know, I'm a fun guy. I like to have fun. I like to, you know, cut the fool. But when we're doing these type of investigations, I like to take them serious, because if you're not taking it serious, or if you're out there to provoke a ghost or something like that, you're going to get something attached to you that you do not want. And I am not going to be responsible for that. And the only ghost that's going home with me is Moody. So, sorry, Charlie. All right, so I'm going to read a couple more of these comments, then we're going to give away this book and call it a night, y'all. Who's down? Let's see. Bobby Miller says, I can get you in the old 214 downtown. I'm not sure what the 214 is, Bobby. Either comment on here or shoot me a private message, please. I want to know what the old 214 downtown is. Is that in Brunswick or is that in Savannah? Let's see. Sean Cochran says, that would be a fun one as well. So, Sean, I assume this is probably down there by y'all in Brunswick. Hey, I'm down with that. Y'all tell me, man. Let's do it. Dave Armstrong says he wants to go to Ghost Road. Yeah, man, let's do it. You know, we can go there. We can park. Everybody can see with their own eyes. I'll go live. We might get something on video. And, you know, the more eyewitnesses you have, the more believable it's going to be, other than, hey, you see that fat guy on the live TV talking about them ghosts? Yeah, you know what I mean? So, let's see. Tiffany Welch, she posted a link. So Moody posted a link on here. If you want to click on it when we're done or check it out, it's about the graves that are on the airport. So check it out. Brenda says, is that by Old Town Road number one? If you're talking about Ghost Road or Packinghouse Road, I'm not sure, but I will get the address, Brenda, and you're more welcome to go with us. You can buy the margaritas afterwards. Richard Lynn says, cool. Dave says, plus one is in Brooklyn, he believes. Okay, so yeah, you're talking about Ghost Road. Ghost Road is in Brooklyn. It's right outside Statesboro, and it's on Robertson Road, I'm told. It's a gravel road, I was told, out there at Monteith. So my dad is talking about Monteith, also off of No Conway Road. Now, Monteith, are you talking about down White Bluff? I think, Dad, that's where you're talking about, where the old the convent is, where the nuns and the monks used to live down off. Well, it's not White Bluff. I think it's Coffee Bluff. Brenda says, no way. They moved all at the airport either. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they moved all the graves at the airport. Cheryl Hood's watching. What's happening, Cheryl? She's saying spooktacular. That's right. That's what you got to say to try to win this book. Noel Conway Road. Okay, we'll check that out. Tiffany Smith. What's happening, Tiffany Smith? I'm glad you are watching. I hope you're enjoying tonight's show. We're about to give away this free book. Lindsay says spooktacular. Me too. What is the area out by Georgetown? So you're talking about Grove Point Road. I'll tell you right after this publication here. Lustrous sir, Buddy Grayson is watching. I'm so glad you are watching, you and Lady Lore. Thank y'all for watching. We're about to wrap this up here. See, Harville House, that's it. So, Mark, you know what I'm talking about with the Harville House. I don't know a whole lot of history on it. I was reading up on it today because I'm constantly reading ghost stuff in the area, and it caught my attention, Harville House. So I really want to check that out on Statesboro. Daddy Pat Senior says, let's do it. Yay, yay. Allie Carroll's got a phone number here for Harville House. Is that the phone number to the Harville House? If so, I'll call them. I'll prank them. You know, like we used to do at the bowling alley. You know, we used to do some prank phone calls when we was kids, man, and teenagers. I mean, some really crazy stuff. Like we'd call the seafood place. And I'm not saying let's prank these people. Don't do this. But, you know, we'd call people up. You know, is your refrigerator running? We better go catch. Well, we come up with something better than that. So we would call the seafood places. And we say, yes, sir. Do you have crab legs? And he said, yes, we do. And we say, well, wear some pants and nobody will know. Yeah, dad jokes. Gotta love the. I'm not a dad, but gotta love the dad jokes. The other one is we used to call it the bowling alleys and say, yes, sir, do you have 16-pound balls? And he said, yes, we do. And we said, holy Lord, how do you walk? Anyway, so Sean Cochran, Ocean Lodge 214. All right, I will hit you up and we will check out Ocean Lodge 214 because I haven't heard anything down there in Brunswick. Donna Harville, I assume that's the person that owns that alley. If so, reach out to them and see if we can come check them out. Lindsay says, there is an area out past Georgetown where there are about 5 palaces they attempted to build and subdivisions and was abandoned. Yeah, so that's right where I'm talking about. That's right across the road from where I'm talking about. There's a farm there. Where there used to be a lot of cows. That's where we used to get our shrooms when we were teenagers. Yeah, I'm telling them on myself. And don't drew shrooms. The nastiest, the god-awfulest taste you'll ever drink. But right across from there, they were building a subdivision. I heard that, from what I heard, there was a lot of Indian burial mounds out there, Native American burial mounds, and a lot of spooky stuff. And then the contractor kind of went bankrupt. Don't know. I'll check it out and see what else we can do. So Bobby says, Brunswick, Old Lodge has bathroom like the right building. Okay, we'll check that out. Pasadena says, no Port Wentworth. I will check that out. Brenda says she's in to go to Old Town Road. Old Town Road? No, 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 no. That's not it. It's not Old Town Road. It's Ghost Road. Old Town Road is that song by Billy Ray, ain't it?
No.
No? Yeah, it is. Take my horse down Old Town Road. That's the building summation, didn't move into Monteith. Yes. Spooktacular. Lori, thanks for chiming in. I appreciate you watching. Let's see. Allie Carroll says they do a birthday and family reunion. Okay, well, check them out. And see if we can check out the Harville House. Sean Cochran says, also the Brunswick City Courthouse was also on Ghost Hunters a couple of years back. All right, I'll check that out. Little Nas, Patrick Sweet. How you know about Little Nas, Patrick? Okay, hey, that's cool. So Natalie says, that's creepy. Melanie says, behave yourself or I'll give all the children your phone number. I just got a private message from that. Okay, I don't know what that's about. So it's time to give away this book. So I know I said there's going to be one question and one question only. So I changed my mind. It's going to be 2 questions. And the first 5 people to get the first question right, then we'll move on to the second question. And both questions are going to be super easy. So you got to be fast on the keys. I'm going to wait 3 seconds because I know this is on a little time delay. And then once you hear the questions, the first five people to type it in is going to be entered for round two. Round two, those five people that got the answer correct will win this book. So here we go. First question is, what is the person's name that I yell out to give a Sasquatch yell all the time while we're going live? What's the person's name, nickname, real name, it don't matter, that I yell out, give us a Sasquatch yell? I can't say your name, but do it. Woo! Melanie says Tiffany, that's one. Dave Armstrong says Moody, that's two. Cindy says Moody, that's three. Two more. Sean Cochran, Moody, we need one more right answer. Lindsay Phillips says Tiffany. Okay, so that's our five. So we got five people here. I'm sorry, Cheryl, just a little late on the keys. I'm sorry, Lori. But I got other copies I'm gonna give away every Saturday. And it's gonna be easier to win than these questions and typing in. We're gonna do it with a number system where you'll be number one, number two. I'll throw them in a bucket and I'll just draw out a random, and then you'll win that way. So I apologize for some of y'all that didn't know. So the second easy question. How many graves are still left out at the Savannah Airport? How many graves are left out at the Savannah Airport? Melanie Phillips says two. Oh, sorry. Melanie got it. I'm so sorry, Dave Armstrong and everybody. Thank y'all so much for watching. Melanie Phillips wins this book tonight, so she will be getting a free copy autographed. It's autographed by, not by me, but by Ms. DeBolt. She did it. So don't know if y'all can see it. I know that light's a little bright. All right, so going forward, thank you guys so much for watching tonight. I've got the EMF recorder. I want to get some shots out. Illustrious Sir, Buddy Grayson, Lady Lore. The Ghost Box will be here Monday. So next weekend, we're going to be doing the Ghost Box, possibly here in another location. So it's going to be really cool. The EMF meter, as you can see, it works. And if there was nothing going on, like I'll cut it on right now. Nothing. Nothing. So, you know, it's one of those things. Thanks to Brother Dave and Lady Cheryl for donating this. Thanks to the anonymous donor who donated the EVP recorder. Brother Tim and Cindy who has donated the green screen that's coming. To my dad who bought another camera for us to use. And there's a couple of little things that we need. If you're interested in helping out, I think they're all under $100 or something. Then cool. We pretty much got what we need to kind of get started. But if you guys want to help out, you're more than welcome. Okay, so here's the deal. If you want to go to some of these places that we're talking about, we're going to do this a little bit organized. What we'll do is we'll probably go somewhere and either eat dinner or something together. Dinner meaning, you know, 5 o'clock, something like whatever. Or we'll go early and have breakfast or something and then go to some of these places. There's no way I'm going to that castle place at night. There's too many homeless people to hang out there, so that's out of the question for going at night. But we'll make sure the places that we go to is safe. And we might go out of town, you know, like Statesboro. I still want to go to Bishopsville and check out the Lizard Man Museum. Stay tuned on here. Comment. I'm not going to tell you what that was. So comment on it. Say you want to go. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, then I don't know you want to go. And then when we end up going, I get a lot of text messages saying, hey, I wanted to go. I wanted to do this and do that. So thank you guys for hanging out tonight. I appreciate y'all. Wash your hands. Let's save Halloween. Shout out to Embroidery City for the cool hat. Sorry, I'm squinting a lot. Again, that light is really bright. And we're going to do this again tomorrow. I may go live for 20 minutes or something to give you guys some updates on the EVPs or and stuff like that. But for now, we'll see you next time, and we hope to scare you there.